Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
34748.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and your last name as well?
Catherine Farrell.
Thank you for that. And for your zip code, I have 34748. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that. And can you please help for me while I look up an account for you?
Sure.
I'm still here. Just one more moment. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I'm unable to locate an account with your zip code that you provided, and I also ran the phone number that you called in on, and I'm still unable to locate an account. Do you have an order number?
I have a charge on my credit card.
What is the amount of the charge?
$59.89.
Do you have an email address that you may have put in?
B as in boy, emco12@yahoo.com.
Thank you for that. Let me just relay that back to you. I have B as in boy, E as in echo, M like Mary, C like Charlie, O like Oscar, 12@gmail.com.
Yes. No, at yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you for that. I still am unable to locate an account. Do you have the first six and the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
The last four, you said?
The first six numbers and the last four numbers.
Okay. Yes, it's 4100. 4004, and the last are 4020. I'm sorry, 5020 on the last.
5024. Excuse me, 5020 for the last four.
Yes.
So I have for the first six, 410040, and the last four is 5020. Is that correct?
Okay. I'll start at the beginning. It's 4100. Then 400. That's right. You just wanted six.
First six. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Four zero. Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. With this first six and last four digits, I did locate an account, but it's under a different name. Are you familiar with a Bill Bimister? Last
yes.
name spelled B. Okay. You are familiar with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please verify? Go ahead.
I just wondered what it was for.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be able to help you with that. I'm loading the account details now. Can you please hold for me?
Okay, sure.
Thank you so much for your patience. All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. Can you please verify Mr. Bill's address, the shipping address on the account?
4403 Winchester Court, Leesburg, Florida, 34748.
Thank you for that. I have located his account for our Bites Hub. It shows there that he did a sweepstakes for a chance to win a Yeti cooler or maybe a cup.
Oh, I did that.
Product.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Our terms and conditions say that you will pay anywhere from $1 to $6.95 for the entry. You will be contacted if you were the winner of the drawing once the promotion was over. But, however, by doing that contest entry, you are also enrolled into the Bites Hub. It is a meal plan application for $59.89 a month.
We don't get anything. We don't do anything like that. We don't get that. We don't. No, I want that canceled.
Well, the app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy, to cut sugar and carb cravings. Let me bring the monthly rate down.
Yeah. No, he's 86 years old. We do not want this.
I do understand
Yeah, I want this canceled.
I do understand that, but let me bring the monthly rate down to $20 a month to stay.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. At the moment, he's getting ready to go in for open heart surgery, so this is the last thing I want. I just don't want to bother with this.
Yes, ma'am. Per your request, I'll be more than happy to have your account canceled. I do have a cancellation number available for you to write down. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, that will be C like Charlie. 920
Okay.
8848
Okay.
97. Would you like for me to repeat that for you?
I'll repeat it back to you. C is in Charlie, 920-884897.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Is there
okay.
anything further that I can assist you with?
No, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your
okay.
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.